When reviewers review wireless headphones such as the Bose 700 or Sony WH-1000XM4s, something they don't really mention or make apparent is that they simply are not good for gaming. Now, when I say gaming, it is distinctly different than listening to music, because when you're gaming, you need to be able to listen to the sounds of the game and also be able to communicate with others by speaking through a microphone, which is typically built into the headphones. Just to be clear, this doesn't apply to all headphones. This usually does not apply to wireless headphones that are specifically meant for gaming or advertise it's meant for gaming. However, my statement at the beginning does still apply to many wireless headphones. And the root of the problem really comes down to Bluetooth technology. I'm no technical expert on Bluetooth, however, how I can best explain it is Bluetooth is generally limited in terms of bandwidth. So part of the Bluetooth specification is that they have what are called Bluetooth profiles, which are, you can think of it as like modes that can be used when using Bluetooth. So when you're listening to something like music, you will probably be in a profile called A2DP, which is basically a profile meant for music streaming or just audio streaming in general. However, when you're using the mic and maybe like taking a phone call, you may be using a different profile, which is likely the hands-free profile. As mentioned before, Bluetooth has a limited amount of bandwidth, so these profiles or modes try to make the best in certain situations. So if you're just listening to music, then you can likely use the entire bandwidth just to stream high-quality music. But the moment you introduce voice and being able to communicate with someone, it needs to use bandwidth, so there needs to be a balance between what you're hearing and the amount of bandwidth that gets used when speaking and transmitting to someone else. If you want to try this yourself, you can actually try like opening some streaming service like Spotify and listen to some music or even watch a YouTube video. And then try going into a game and playing the game while using the mic to speak to someone. You'll probably hear a noticeable difference in audio quality. When I mean noticeable, it can be pretty drastic. Even on the wireless Jabra Evolve 275 headphones that I bought recently, it has this issue, even though the headphones just came out recently. So that is basically something to be aware of: headphones that are wireless and use Bluetooth technology. Now, you might wonder, why is gaming different than something like talking on the phone? And the reason is because when you're talking on the phone, it's mostly just voice, so it doesn't take as much bandwidth to transmit someone's voice, as opposed to gaming, which usually has high quality sounds and music involved. So if you actually were to like kind of play music over a phone call, it definitely sounds not that good. So if you are a gamer, how do you get around this? The two different ways that I can think of is, one, you either stick to a wired headset. A wired headset doesn't have this issue. That is one of the reasons why you still see a lot of professional gamers still using wired headphones, even though wireless headsets are available. Now, there are actually wireless headphones that do work fine for gaming. And the main reason is because they don't use Bluetooth technology at all. They will either use some proprietary radio signal or technology that has a much higher bandwidth and can support both high quality music and voice at the same time. However, just be aware that these types of headsets are more expensive because one, they are wireless and you need a battery for it to be wireless. And because usually of the proprietary nature of the wireless signal, it probably costs extra money to for the company to have developed that technology. So if you're in the market for some wireless headphones, I hope this helps. That's why most of the time people don't notice this issue because they're usually just watching movies, TV, or just listening to music. Most people aren't gamers, and even if they do play some games, they either don't notice the drop in sound quality or they just kind of accept it. So,
If you've enjoyed my podcast, you can visit me at anchor.fm/sleepyvoice. From there, you can view all the episodes, or send me a voice message, or even support the channel through a donation. You can also reach me on Twitter at thesleepyvoice, where you can send me a message. I try to respond to every single message.